We'd like to now talk about the phenomena of the effect of healing. Healing, as we spoke of before, happens when a person cleanses themselves of the burdens that they and their ancestry carry. The cleansing can be established through the use of certain forms of prayer and or affirming words. The main thing is the design of the outlay of the words, which create the effect of the release of negative energy within the organism, the human organism. Actually, this same healing effect can be created for other animals other than human, and even other life forms. It can also be created at a distance through thought. All things on the earth are completely telepathic, all life forms. It's been proven that when a timber crew moves into a forest to begin cutting, the trees begin reacting. And actually, it is as if the trees know which trees are going to be cut, because those that are not going to be cut do not react as much as the ones that are being cut. This was found to be true in different experimentation with plant life in the past 30 years. So it's very interesting, the telepathic or feeling telepathic membrane that everything exists within. So by creating the openings through peacemaking, people are able to be cleansed and filled with a more perfect energetic makeup, more like their healthy selves, you might say. So there is very specific forms of words and the structure of words to create the cleansing, to allow us to dissipate the negative predispositions that we are and free ourselves so that we can be more positive dispositions, choosing and creating a more positive reality every day through our thoughts, words, and deeds, rather than being a program set in motion and you're angry 1 second and happy the next. And you're speaking positive and negative realities into existence every day, all day long. You don't even know why. We would like to speak now about the effects of the prayers. When you utilize the prayers, you're cleansing and opening. And through this cleansing and opening, it is creating a great freedom inside of you. It's like getting a tremendous weight out of you and off of you. It creates a great clarity within us. So it takes all of our negative predispositions away and opens us to positive potentials and possibilities through thought, word, and deed, because we are more realized and more aware. As we begin designing our lives in a positive way from this place of being more free, we learn that we can now act rather than react. Reaction creates vast losses of energy and power. Acting on a situation is much more composed. Recently, people said to me, "Well, I get enraged sometimes." I said, "Well, forget being enraged, because that's a reaction and you're losing all of your power. But I like it, and being enraged, and drop the enraged and compose yourself and act on the situation rather than react."